Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the link that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator, and prepare our hearts for worship. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord. You alone are most high, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God and the Father. Amen.
This is the collect for this Easter Sunday. Lord of life and power, through the mighty resurrection of your Son, you have overcome the old order of sin and death and have made all things new in him. May we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, reign with him in glory, who with you and the Holy Spirit is alive, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Acts of the Apostles. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, everyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread through Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all of the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name, the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let Israel now proclaim his mercy endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. There is a sound of exultation and victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord has triumphed. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord has triumphed. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has punished me sorely, but he did not hand me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them. And I will offer thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. He who is righteous may enter. I will give thanks to you, for you answered me and have become my salvation. The same stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. On this day, the Lord has acted. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in. And he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there. She did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The church year has a certain poetry. The sunny summer ends, the nights grow longer, and we find ourselves in Advent, preparing for the light of the world to come. The joy of Christmas is a welcome respite between autumn's darkness and winter's bleak cold. The frigid, hard winter ushers in Lent, the season of soul-searching and repentance. Winter finally gives way to the growing warmth as the days lengthen. The earth revives after the snowy season. Green things sprout, flowers bloom, and suddenly it's Easter, and we are an Easter people. On this joyous Easter Sunday, we are greeted with the ancient words, "The Lord has risen." "He is risen indeed, alleluia," we respond with true assent of will and belief. We believe that by dying on the cross, Jesus overcame the power of death and sin. He rose from the tomb, and his rising is our hope. Through him, we have been saved, and in our own dying, we too will rise to eternal life. Hallelujah. We believe this greatest mystery of our faith, what the church used to call the Mysterium Fidei. Dying, Christ destroyed our death. Rising, he restored our life. It is the Easter mystery, and to proclaim it most powerfully, we must do so with Easter faith. We may be Easter people. We may have Easter beliefs, but we also need that Easter faith. Some might say, well, that's just the faith that Jesus rose for the dead. It's faith in the resurrection. And it is certainly that. But remember the mystery of faith. Dying, Jesus destroyed not only death's hold on him, but on us as well. In his rising, not only was his life restored, but ours is too. Mysterium Fidei, dying you destroyed our death, and rising you restored our life. Through Christ's death on the cross, we are forgiven our sin and restored to relationship with God as our loving parent. Through his death, our death becomes not an end, but a beginning, an entrance into the glories of heaven. Through his resurrection, we too rise. Our life, seemingly ended at our death, is transformed into an eternity of joy. And because Jesus lived and died and rose for us, it isn't only a spiritual restoration of life. Our earthly life is restored as well. Restored to the joy and the peace that only Jesus can offer. Easter faith is resurrection faith. That which is dead was dead and now lives. Jairus' daughter, Lazarus, Jesus, maybe you, maybe me. People come back from the dead every day, sometimes through medical science, sometimes in spite of medicine's best science. Is that hard to believe? After all, we see suffering and death and evil all around us. People struggle against odds that overwhelm them. They fight challenges that seem impossible to overcome. Where is God in this? Jesus understands that feeling. He too felt alone and fearful at Gethsemane, felt abandoned as he hung on the cross. But instead of the ultimate defeat, God wrote the greatest comeback story the world has ever known, the resurrection of Jesus, God's only begotten Son. Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our brother. These day times are hard. They're scary. People we know and love are saying things we never thought we'd hear from their lips. Jobs we thought were secure are melting in the face of a rapidly changing economy. People are hurting, they're dying, and there seems to be no reliable help for them. It was ever thus in every generation. People have felt hopeless and wondered how they could go on. People have always looked at their world and thought, surely this is the worst time of all for humanity. Where will it end? It ends at the tomb, my friends, with the resurrection of Jesus, the Lamb of God, who offers us victory over sin and death, who offers us new life for old, transformation for deterioration, restoration for loss. How do we get that resurrection faith that keeps us through all the trials of life? Jesus shows us the way. Not my will, but thine be done. We pray it every day in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. But we're a lot more interested in our will than God's. That's a problem. My will clearly isn't God's, or the world would be vastly different. We all know that God's will isn't ours. And so praying for God's will to be done feels a little dangerous. It feels like, and is, surrender. And that is a word we do not like. Surrender. Its synonyms are just as bad. Surrender means to yield, to give up, to submit. Isn't that the last thing we want to do? What keeps us from that resurrection faith is not disbelief in the resurrection, but distrust of God. We do trust God to a point. We trust that God will forgive us. But it's harder to trust that he won't punish us. It's hard to believe that if we offer God our lives, ourselves, that God won't suddenly act, well, like us. It's hard to believe that God won't punish us, that God won't take revenge on us, that God won't have a, oh yeah, blaspheme, will you, moment, and let us twist in the wind. We have the wrong fear of the Lord. We're afraid God will pull a bait and switch on us, the way shops offer a more expensive product for the out-of-stock items that they advertised at such an amazing price. It would be easier to trust God if we knew how God will treat us when we yield. It would be easier to submit to God's will if we knew what God's will was, if we could see the paperwork before we signed the deal. The only paperwork we have is Scripture, but we can get some insight there. For example, if we want to know how God will treat us when we yield, we have only to look to the book of Exodus. In chapter 34, when Moses asked to see God's glory, we read this. The Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression. So God is merciful and gracious, patient, filled with goodness and truth. God forgives wickedness and sin. And that sounds good, doesn't it? Jesus tells us we needn't ever worry, for God takes care of the flowers and the birds, yet he loves us far more than any of them. That's sounding better. John tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only son that we might live. That's just amazing. As for God's will, in the book of Jeremiah, we realize that God's plan is for us to prosper, not to be harmed, to have hope and a future. Jesus himself gives us the commands or the will of God. Not the heavy burdens of the Old Testament, but the gentlest of all commandments. Love one another. God is no scary God, nor is his will something to fear. God is love itself, and his tender compassion is unlimited. Because Jesus knew God, knew God's will, knew God's eternal self, he was able to move through the fear and desolation of the garden and the cross. The resurrection of Jesus shows us just as God didn't abandon Jesus, neither will God abandon us to our darkest fears, our worst nightmares. Instead, as God's daughters and sons, we too will feel God's power working in our lives, his Spirit living in our heart, his Son walking at our side. This Easter, let us deepen our resurrection faith. Let us pray with Jesus that God's will may be done in our world and in our lives. Then we too can rise from the doubt that binds us to the new life Jesus offers, a life transformed by his own joy and peace. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Let us confess our faith as we say,
we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Joy and hope, let us pray to the sources of all life, saying, hear us, Lord of glory. That our risen Savior may fill us with joy of his holy and life-giving resurrection, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That isolated and persecuted churches may find fresh strength in the Easter gospel, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may grant us humility to be subject to one another in Christian love, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may provide for those who lack food, work, or shelter, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That by his powers, war and famine may cease through all the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may reveal the light of his presence to the sick. The weak and the dying. That they may be comforted and strengthened, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon, and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we spread this table to remember the loving sacrifice of Jesus Christ, your Son. Accept all we offer you this day. Bind us together in his love and in the love he has commanded us to bring to one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he destroyed death and by his rising to life again, he has won for us an eternal life. Therefore, joining our voices with the whole company of heaven, we sing our joyful hymn of praise to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your words spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night that he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
With joy in our hearts for the victory of Christ, let us offer this prayer to the God of our salvation.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Lord, we died with you on the cross.
Now we are raised to new life.
We were buried in your tomb.
Now we share in your resurrection.
Live in us that we may live in you. The gifts of God for you, the Easter people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving Spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Holy God, source of all love, On the night of his betrayal, Jesus gave his disciples a new commandment to love one another as he loved them. Write this commandment in our hearts. Give us the will to serve others as he was the servant of all, who gave his life and died for us, yet is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Glory to God.
Whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
God, who through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ has given us the victory, give you peace, give you joy and peace in your faith, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sanctifier, be with you and everyone whom you love this Easter day and always.
Amen.
Go forth to the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.